John Stanny.
Amen. We are recording, and I want to welcome everyone. We are going live, and here is Pastor Sam, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Tim. We're on our square round table, and we feel that, you know, the Lord is just speaking to us about a situation, about the times, and he's about to do something. We just really feel that God is about to do something. And we want to bring an awareness out there that he's drawing his people together. Yeah. And he's separating the ones that aren't his people. And I guess, you know, you have to say, well, who's his people and who's not his people?
Yeah.
Well, those that are really crying out or seeking God, I would automatically say that they're his people. But you could even be in the church and not be his people.
Yep.
And God says that I'm going to give them over to a debased mind. And I feel that there's a separation coming right now, because God's about to do something. Every time through Scripture, if you look, God, when God was about to do something, he warned his people and he began to prepare his people. And many are called, but few are chosen. And we're on a verse that says, you know, get away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. And then you have them say, but Lord, Lord, we did all these things in your name. And you got to ask yourself, did they get turned over to a debased mind? Were they put in a position of getting away from me? I never knew you, worker of iniquity. Well, I believe there's a shift. Something's about to take place, and we really don't quite understand what's happening. But I'm sure God will begin to reveal to us as time goes by. But, you know, and Scripture, it says towards the end times, you know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars and hurricanes and tornadoes and, you know, all that stuff. And what we're seeing, and this was spoken in this ministry probably about beginning of the year, almost towards the beginning of this year. We were still in 2017 before we entered into 2018, that there were some plagues that were being released out in the spiritual realm. And one of them was hatred. And then there was other ones that were released. But if you look at what is being poured out right now, hatred is really consuming the world that we live in. And the thought patterns and the minds are being twisted. If you really ask, where are they coming from half the time? It's like their reasonings and the accusations that they're putting out and all this other stuff. And, you know, one of the things is that we have to understand is as we move forward is there's a shifting. There's a separation. And I truly believe God's separating people.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if all of a sudden you have certain individuals in your life and they got to leave. They got to go. There's separations. There's separations. Absolutely. Separations in family, separations in...
It's all scriptural.
Yeah, and it is. It's all scriptural.
It says, one will be taken, one will be left.
That's it.
Two people here, one will be taken, one will be left.
Yep.
And you know, you can't worry about who's taken, who's left. It's not your job.
And people interpret that as like some big rapture or something like that.
No,
but it's not a rapture.
It's an awareness.
It's an awareness. It's a separation.
Choosing.
That's right. It's a separation.
When you're called, few are chosen.
Yep. And God works this way through the heart.
Yep.
And why we say that is because we began to speak about the heart and the conditions of the heart, and one of the things is a hard heart. And you know, and we have to give those out there listening the definition of what a hard heart is. See, God is he operates in the spiritual world. God works in the spiritual world. So if you ask where heaven is, most people would say, "Oh, it's over there." They would look, they would point up above. But heaven, in the reality of the truth, is within.
Correct.
Heaven's within. So you have to say, well, what's the core part of heaven? It's the heart.
It's the heart,
And when the hearts begin to start operating in a certain way. Now, Paul in Scripture says, my desire is that we all become one like mind and one like spirit, where our hearts were connected and thinking the same way.
Yep.
There's a huge division amongst the hearts today.
Yes, there is.
There are, it's going so radical. I'm going to pass it over because it's just going so radical right now. We need the definition of a hard heart. Bring that up.
Well, for one thing about being radical is, if you noticed, in the world, morality, the way we used to know it, has changed.
Well, that's connected to the heart because the heart, it becomes stiff.
Right.
It's like a stiff neck, refused to change the way it's thinking.
Correct.
It's easily offended. It starts to...
Well, you said hatred's being poured out.
Yeah.
So hatred's actually taking place in the heart,
mm-hmm.
and it's changing the morality and the way you value some life, the way you value laws. It's becoming lawless.
It's becoming to a point where you have to ask yourself, are you alive?
Right.
Walking zombies.
Right.
You
exactly.
got to poke the individual.
No awareness.
None awareness.
You look at them, they don't get it. They just have no acknowledgement of truth.
Correct.
None of it.
Nothing. They don't even understand the morality of life.
That's,
they don't.
That's exactly right.
No concept.
Right and wrong. Even as simple as right and wrong. Not even complicated. Simplest things. Thou shalt not kill. Hello.
You're absolutely right.
Jeez. Well, in Ezekiel 36:26, it says this. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And then to break that down even further, what that stony word means is stubbornly refusing to change one's opinion or course of action.
Mm.
It's a stubbornness.
So basically they can't change.
It's a stubbornness. It's a choice. It's a stubbornness. They're choosing it.
They're choosing not to change.
Exactly right. It's a stubbornness. They're actually choosing not to change. Truth can be presented, but they're choosing to follow their emotion or whatever they're following.
You know, it's kind of like this.
And they're locked in.
They're locked in.
They're locked in because God either allows you to have a soft heart or he gives you a stony heart, right?
Yeah.
Or we just have the stony heart, and God takes the stony heart and puts it in
flesh.
Flesh.
I think people have stony heart,
but they're just stony.
They accept what they know, and that's it.
It's like this. There's no acceptance of change.
Exactly right.
Right. God brings, I believe, tries to bring everybody because he wants everybody to be saved.
Well, it brings you an opportunity.
An opportunity.
And they
turn their back on that opportunity.
Exactly right. Like someone would even bring it to their attention.
Yeah.
And they look at you and they say, yes, 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 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just can't do it. They just are like stuck. They can't even help themselves, really, to be honest with you. They try to, but they can't. Or they want to, but they can't.
Ready for this?
I don't believe
that. Definition of stubbornly is this. Having or showing determination not to change one's attitude or position on something, especially in spite of good arguments or reasons to do so. So they've been shown, but they choose not to.
Let's say you present them truth. Hey, the sky up there is blue. It's a blue day, the sky's blue, yet that person insinuates and says, no, it's not blue.
Exactly.
It's black.
Having or showing
determination
not to change. The determination, it's their deciding not to change one's attitude or position of change.
That just reads pride.
It's 100% self-righteousness.
It's all that. Yes.
Well,
right.
It's
just pride.
I just feel that this is being empowered.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think it's the way God is separating the sheep from the goats.
This is the beginning.
Yep.
The next stage is the debased mind. That's where we're going.
Because there's going to stay in a stubborn state.
The base mind is possessed. It's done.
But I still think I still think there is a debased mind out there.
There is a debased mind.
Absolutely. I believe that.
Mind.
I believe that.
Right.
And just so whoever's listening out there, if you feel differently, hold on to that differently.
Yeah.
You know?
In a sense of a good change.
As a good change, absolutely.
Yeah.
And go by your convictions. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because
to guide you and lead you to that conviction. Because
you're that one that's going to be plucked out of the field.
And brought into the sheep field.
Yeah, correct, man.
Yep, where the goat's field is going to perish.
Yes.
Yep. I believe there's a separation out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There is a true separation.
Yep.
to even the ones that you would never expect are going to be separated.
That's the truth.
You can even tell because you can't, you know that you know already that you can't even talk to that individual.
Exactly right.
You already know it.
He said, husband will be taken, wife will be left, brother will be taken, sister will be.
It doesn't matter.
And that's a good point that you make, because see, God is not like a respecter of person. He gives everybody an opportunity to change. Everybody an opportunity to repent.
That's the fact.
It's not like that person has never knew or ever heard. And that's the sad part about what's happening, because God is making a determination at this point in this hour to separate the sheep from the goats, because he's about to do something radically worldwide. Right. I really truly believe this is like an outpouring of his spirit being poured out and bringing a separation.
Correct.
Because I really truly believe that that portion is going to perish and this portion is going to be taken up.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Not in a form of a resurrection, everybody's going to float up into the heavenlies or something, but it's going to be set apart. Something's happening.
But think about this. Over the years, everybody's already been judged. God's already looked at the hearts. He's given time. He's given everybody time to change their, to change and repent and everything. And now he's saying, okay, these people are stiff-necked. These people aren't gonna do it. They're gonna be cast to the wayside. These other people, I'm gonna pluck them out, and I'm gonna give my grace to them. I'm gonna grant them repentance.
Yep.
And they're gonna come into the kingdom.
And there'll be a covering over them.
Correct.
You know, I had a strange vision, and this vision was: did you ever see that show, that TV series where they actually lived in a bubble?
Yeah.
It's almost like God's going to put that supernatural bubble.
But there was another, it was a recent show.
They lived there.
You couldn't get out of it.
You couldn't get out. But yet there was trees on the other side.
Everything grew. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I just saw this like supernatural bubble over the people of God. And then the other ones were like outside of this bubble and they're perishing.
Like the ark?
Yeah, like the ark. I'm telling you, there's something major about to happen.
I'm going
to
tell you.
In the spirit.
Are you ready for this?
God's separating his people. And he's separating it through the heart. And one of the things that we're telling our listeners out there, to take warning. I think it's not too late for people to change. I really think.
No.
We're like the voice. Right now. We're like the voice saying, listen, you got your last hurrah. And if you don't jump into this truth that we're saying, you're going to be separated and pushed out.
The ark door's going to be closing.
Correct. And we talked about the ark door shutting anyhow. People are going to be scratching wanting to come in, and it's going to be like, I'm sorry, you can't. So what verse you got here?
I'm in Romans 1:28. And since they did not see it fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They're gossipers, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, and foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. This is where it's going.
And you know, they don't actually have to be outward manifestations
either. It's inside.
It's inward manifestations.
Yep. Thoughts and intentions of the heart.
The facade on the outside, is everybody's happy, but on the inside, they're ravaging wolves.
Yep. Or you don't even know what the expression is being even given.
Stony. Like oblivious.
Yeah, you have no idea what they're thinking or how they're feeling. They don't hold any expression. Right. They're just basically
zombies.
Yeah, zombies. Yeah, they're just basically
no transparency.
Correct.
I called it invert for the longest time.
Introverted.
Yeah. And they're just introverted people that just don't express. But I just feel that what's happening now, and we're in a time. This is what this ministry does. We speak that rhema word of what God is saying in this hour, and we just truly believe that in this hour there's a separation, and God's separating his people. And he's drawing people from over there together, and people that are actually together separating. They're pulling it apart.
And this is worldwide.
And this is his church.
Yeah, it's a worldwide thing.
Remember, he said, I can't brought a sword. to divide soul from my people of spirit.
Yep, and what's the sword?
The sword is that is the word of God.
It's the word.
The truth.
The truth, and I also associate it with this outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I look at it as the outpouring of this Holy Spirit that they've been speaking about for all these years. You know, oh, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Yeah, he is. He's pouring it out on all flesh. Everybody thinks it's like a good thing, you know, but no, it's coming on all flesh to do this.
Yep, divide it.
Yeah. Yeah. And say, listen, you had an opportunity. You're not having an opportunity. I'm sure you had some people in your around your life that you would constantly say something and they would just look at you like, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I will. I promise.
And
I'm sorry.
They're not aware.
they just can't change. They can't do it. No matter which way you look at it, they just can't do it.
Yep.
You know them people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all around us.
Even the ones that argue. Opposite, you're the truth.
And they keep arguing.
Yeah.
And they keep arguing.
And they keep arguing.
Bring that sword.
You know?
But there's an opportunity, and hopefully, to bring these people into repentance. A second chance.
Right.
I truly believe that there's
kind of like
a
Nineveh. Like Jonah going to Nineveh.
Exactly right.
We're Jonah right now, blowing this trumpet, saying, hey, it's time to repent. The whole city is the world. You know, and we're asking you to change because God's going to bring this wrath upon the whole world, and we want you to be saved and get into this bubble.
Mm-hmm. I think people out there who already are identifying with what we're saying, and they have a level of repentance already. That there's not a lot of work to do. They're already right there on the cusp. And they just need a little help. Mm. Has to be that way. They can't be people who are just brand new. You know, because John the Baptist warned of that. He said, "You brood of vipers, who warned?" Coming judgment. What are you doing here? Why are you here now? Mm-hmm. Where were you before? Now you're going to come get baptized. Where were you before? Go forth and show fruit worthy of it.
Yeah.
Don't come to me now.
Right.
So I think people already have this in them. They just don't know why they're not getting along with it in the world. They're separated already. So I think we're talking about people like that.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with what you're saying. And at the same time, it's like we're saying to John the Baptist. Go bear fruit. So so those individuals, we want to say this to. Go bear fruit worthy of repentance. You've already have heard. You already know. You know what has to be done.
Yep.
Go bear fruit now worthy of repentance. If not, then forget about it. If not, forget about it.
Right.
But then, on the other hand, we're talking to the ones who I think need to hear the warning. Like, listen, if you don't change now,
the ones that are stiff-necked and the ones that are stubborn and
if they don't repent now, it may be too late for them.
Those are the ones that are like I'm saying, are on that verge, and I don't know. That's
on the debased part.
Yeah,
right.
They're on the verge of being debased, and that's it's coming, and it's that you may have a day, today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow could be too late.
Yep.
Tomorrow could be the day of judgment.
Tomorrow could be.
You know what? But you had an opportunity because you heard this voice that said, "Change."
Yep. Right. Yep.
You have a chance to change. Here's your chance.
Or tomorrow you'll see yourself on the curb.
Or judgment.
See yourself on the curb and you're out of here.
You're done.
And it's interesting that you said that too because there are probably listeners out there that are hearing, and they're on the God side.
Yeah.
And their heart is changing, and they're saying to themselves, why am I feeling this way?
That's exactly what I thought. Yes, you got it.
And I want you to know that you're feeling the right way.
That's right. Yeah.
Because God is moving you in another direction.
You're not going to conform to the
world. You're not conforming. You're being set apart. And God has his hand on you, and he's bringing you into the sheepfold and getting rid of the trash in your life, so to say.
You want to know what it is? Those are the ones who have a measure of peace.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have a measure of peace.
Or seekers.
Seekers
of the kingdom of God. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And they don't even realize that they're seeking the kingdom of God.
I'm going to say this. The world doesn't feed them anymore. The world doesn't satisfy them anymore. It might have in the past, but it's not satisfying them anymore. The world is not satisfying them. They're looking for something else to satisfy them.
They're looking for the kingdom of God.
Right.
And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And they might not even be a believer, but they're seeking.
Peace and joy. They start to feel in their heart there's something more to life than what this is.
Exactly right. There's something more,
and that's
and
the cry
seekers.
In their heart. Right, it's a cry, and they're seeking the kingdom of God.
But then you have those others who are ignoring that.
They're ignoring it, yeah, exactly.
They're the debased mind, or they're the hard hearts, and they're not seeking.
They're not seeking at all. Where they're standing, and they're content.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
And it's not because of the individuals. I want our listeners to realize out there, it's not because of you. This person is that way. This person's that way. It has nothing to do with that. It's about God and His ultimate plan of bringing in this end time harvest, so to say, and dividing from soul and spirit, and bringing in His purpose. I don't know what His purpose is quite yet, but it has to do with the end of the age kind of thing. And he's dividing the waters. He really is. He's calling His people. It's almost like the rapture in a way, where all of His people went up into the heavens and the other ones had to stay back from tribulation.
Wait, like the seven-year trib. Where do you live?
I live in the kingdom of
God.
Yeah.
It happened.
It's happened with us, but it's happening now, worldwide. I think, with the whole world.
Yeah.
And we're like the forerunners. We're the forerunners to say, listen, you got to enter into our kingdom. You got to enter into our world.
Where we live.
Yeah.
It's true. It's real. It's really, really alive, and it works.
It's real. So I would say that the old time religion would call what we're saying rapture.
Yes.
I really would. They would call it the end times.
You're right.
I truly believe it because of how we're seeing this unfold. But we're not going to be taken up in the clouds. You know, Jesus isn't going to be riding on a white horse going, yee-haw. Yeah,
this is a call that's going out worldwide.
This is supernatural.
And for those that are hearing this and there's a stirring in them, you're in the right place.
The crazy thing, and I don't quite understand, but they said that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
I was going to say that. You get out of my head. A new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah, and I can't fathom this yet. But
I believe it's. I believe
it. You were saying all time. I heard God say a new heaven and a new earth. Yeah. Now.
Yeah. It's now.
It's new.
Yep. Well, it's
your perspective of how you see this. This life too.
Well, how do you?
Because you have peace, joy, and righteousness, and you're able to see it differently than if you're stuck in that muck and mire.
Right, but I also have a feeling that He's not going to allow us to commingle with ones that have a hard heart. The goats. Yeah. I think God is separate, and when He separates, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth for those that have been separated.
Correct.
And, you know, it sounds far-fetched.
Well, it's kind of like marking when He marked Cain and He marked people back in the Old Testament where they couldn't associate with one another.
Exactly right. So who's to say supernaturally sometimes these movies and everything else, they get a glimpse of heaven. They might get a flashback of the supernatural.
To let the people know. Look at this. This can happen.
Right. So who's to say that there isn't going to be a bubble over a world that's going to be a set apart from others and they can't get in? Because even in this own ministry, prophetically speaking, we said that God was going to shut the door and people will be scratching wanting to come in. You know, it's kind of making a little bit of sense now. We're just advancing in what God is saying to us. You know, we're growing in it, you know, trying to have more of an understanding of his prophetic message that He's given to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still trying to stay open and all that. But the basis is still there. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden your heart starts changing towards individuals.
Exactly.
And it's not anyone's fault.
Don't fight it.
Yeah, and don't blame them. Don't blame yourself. It's just God separating.
Exactly right. And for those, like you said, don't fight it.
Follow your peace.
You know,
it's probably more peaceful than for them out of your life than in your life. Think about how they've affected you. Think about how they stole your peace and your joy. God's removing them because they're stealing your peace and your joy. Mm-hmm. Removing them because there's no fruit. They're not helping you. They're hurting you. So God's going to remove them. Don't fight them. Let Him remove them.
You know, it's interesting if you look back the last couple of weeks, what kind of messages have they been? You know, we're seeking the peace and joy. Exactly right. And now we're beginning to start to see the prophetic meaning behind what God is doing based on on what He has been saying.
Yeah.
He prepared us to seek for peace and joy.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden He started to prepare us about fear.
Yep.
You know, and to receive his perfect love and to not fear, because obviously he's doing it.
Correct.
So he's like, don't fear what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know, I'm bringing you into the kingdom, and I'm separating things, and you're fearing. So don't fear what I'm doing. Have perfect love. Yep. And that perfect love will cast out fear. Just love me. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And follow the leading. Follow the leading. I can't wait to start speaking about this upcoming Sunday's message, because we'll be starting to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. And it'll be pretty cool. But see how he's leading us to this. And I'm kind of excited for those out there to not be bothered or troubled by the way things are unfolding in your life.
Correct.
I know it's hurtful, and sometimes it's troublesome, and that's why God says, listen, don't fear. And I believe if, like we spoke about on Sunday, God has a ram in the bush for everyone. And I believe he turns all things around for the good to those who love him. So if you have love for an individual and say you're moving towards his kingdom, and you know, maybe there's an issue somewhere, I believe God will make provisions and make everything, you know, well, because you don't want to see any problems or anything like that occur. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I think God is, you know, working on both ends of the stick in that respect. But at the same time, it's very important to, I want to tell those out there, just to keep showing fruits worthy of repentance.
Well, you know, that's what it comes back to is when you said that you might be having trouble in your life. You're having trouble because maybe God's trying to move you in a certain direction and you're fighting him. Maybe God's trying to move somebody in your life and you're fighting him. Maybe God's trying to do something and you're fighting. Usually that's why trouble comes, because God's trying to move you in a direction and we're being stubborn, or we're holding back, or we're trying to hold on to something he's trying to remove. So
yeah.
So that's
a good point. And to build on what you're saying, you need this more than I do. I got a big mouth. to build on what you're saying is I got distracted there for a moment. What were you saying there for a second?
I was saying that God's trying to move you in a certain direction. That's why you're troubled.
Okay.
Because he's trying to either remove someone from your life, or move you in a different direction, or have you go this way instead of this way, and you're basically not following it. So you're losing your peace. You have peace if you follow him, if you follow his direction. But if you don't, you're going to feel that check.
Yeah, and that check. And this is a fearful thing. Yep. If you don't obey him,
correct,
and allow fear to overtake you, you could be one of those victims.
Go to the base mind.
That all of a sudden your heart becomes hard.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you can't taste that glory because your heart has hardened. And if you continue to disobey,
that's right,
what he's saying to do, he may turn you over to a debased mind.
Yes.
That's like a fearful thing, to fall into the hands
of
the Lord
when that
something happens.
God is real, and he's in your life, and he's trying to move you in a certain direction that's going to bring you peace. And that's all he wants, is to bring you to a place of peace and joy and righteousness. And that's what he's trying to do. So that's all his goal is. So
that verse came up too. Who are you going to fear? Are you going to fear man who can't save your soul? Or are you going to fear God who can save your soul? And so this is like a real strong dilemma that I think the world and the people of God have facing them. Because, look, when one suffers, we all suffer. Okay, when one mourns or one rejoices, we all rejoice. So if someone is going through this type of pain, you know there's someone else out there going
exactly
through the
right
same type of pain.
Exactly.
So it's not like we're isolated in some kind of island, you know? You know, if God is knocking at our doors, we have to put our fear down.
Correct.
And we have to be obedient and not take it personal.
No.
We can't take it personal. We can't. We have to realize that if we're seeking for the kingdom of God and they're robbing, and you got to separate, that's robbing. And if you're afraid to separate that robbing, that's
then
a big
you're
issue.
You're in trouble. It's not them. You're going to be in trouble.
That's right.
They'll hold the blood on your hands.
That's
because
right.
You kept something in that did not bring peace and joy. It brought turmoil and unrighteousness and
Yeah, unrest. It was robbing what he wanted to do because he's saying, come up higher. I want you to come up higher. I want you to come up higher.
There was an old group of men back in the day called the Sons of Zadok, and their whole goal was to keep the presence of God.
Yep.
And they removed everything that took it away. Yep. They kept the presence of God. Everything that was their whole job. That was their only job. And that should be our only job. Keep that peace, keep that joy, keep that righteousness above everything else.
And I think that's important for people who are actually called by God. And the reason why I say that is because God is trying to speak to us. He's trying to speak to the world. He's trying to speak to the world through his prophets.
That's right.
And if their prophets aren't coming into the kingdom of God, they're not hearing. Yes. Right, they're not hearing.
God's words, correct.
Right, he's because of why you have darkness separating the word of God. Exactly right, because what causes your ears to hear when you have peace and joy and righteousness?
Yeah.
When you're angry, you can't hear anything.
You can't hear
heaven. When you got bitterness, you can't hear anything. Nope. I'm sorry. I don't care how spiritual you think you are.
No,
you come into that place. You can't enter in because
unless you humble yourself, you will not enter in. There's no other way.
You're
not going with pride.
Mm-mm. And the only way that you can do that is to walk this walk. And at the same time, we're in a particular period of time. We're in an age right now. You know, listen, God did things, and we said this before, when all of a sudden he set the people free in Egypt.
Right? Yeah.
Okay? Hardened and softened Pharaoh's heart and the whole
over and over again. Yeah.
What happened to Noah? He spoke to him and said, I'm going to prepare an ark because I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to do something. And all of a sudden, he had to be obedient and build the ark and do what God said to do.
He could have been like, no, not the people. This one was my family. No. He was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
He was set apart from the beginning. He was always a little weird.
And then
God set him apart from the beginning.
And then you had Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, they kept saying, find some righteous people because I'm going to set a fire and, you know, I'm going to destroy this place because I'm just like fed up. You know, God is a God of yesterday and today and forever. And
I agree with Sodom and Gomorrah. You look at today.
You look at today and it's
Sodom and Gomorrah times 10.
First of all, we don't even have, like Sam, we were in our kitchen earlier. You, me, and Sam, we were talking, having fellowship, and there's no law left. It's only an emotion.
That's what's law now.
Whoever's offended the most, then we'll make that a law.
And everybody jumps on that law.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's like crickets coming out or cockroaches coming out and jumping on that one idea.
So whoever's the offended the one who's aggravated the most, I mean, thank God.
Their voice is heard, but everybody jumps on with it.
Well,
says, oh, me too. Oh, me too.
These offenses must come.
Yeah.
To separate the soul from the spirit.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, but they got it the wrong way. They're building up the soul.
Correct. But that's the plan.
Yeah.
This is the way it's supposed to be, boys.
It's happening.
Unfortunately.
It's happening.
But it's for people that want the change.
It's for the whole world to be. God's going to shake this world up.
I understand that. I'm just saying what we're speaking about is for somebody who's listening out there that they're not alone.
Well, they're not alone, and it's probably bearing witness.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're saying, oh my God, this is happening in my family. This is happening around my life.
Yep.
This is happening, my friends. This is happening to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I think there's people out there that, you know, are hearing us and beginning to find out that, you know, I to them, it's nothing that you did.
Correct.
It's what God is doing.
It's
right,
and that's the purpose.
It's like I said
really
earlier.
What you're saying.
You did nothing wrong. God's just trying to move you in a different direction, and you're not being moved, so you're having troubles.
Right.
The troubles come because God tries to move you in his direction. He's got a direction. You have two paths to walk. Yeah. One led by the world or the soul, one led by God. And if you're not following the one led by God, he keeps trying. God will keep trying until your mind becomes debased. And he'll keep trying, keep saying, go left, go left. If you go right, you're going to suffer because he just wants peace for you. So, yes, you're absolutely right what you're saying.
Yeah, if you don't follow, it's just going to become more trouble.
That's exactly right. It just compounds.
It just compounds.
And it gets worse.
Yep.
You're right.
Especially when it's at the end of his timeline.
That's right.
And you know when it's at the end of his timeline is when the pressure becomes pretty extensive.
Yep.
Like some people might have felt like this for years.
Yep.
But with God, he's eternal. And one day is like 1,000 years to God. So you can't look at it as, well, I've been feeling like this for years. You know? How you feel now.
That's exactly right.
And I bet you feel now
different.
Very intense.
Yeah.
Because I think the dividing line is now. I really truly believe the dividing line is now.
That's why we're talking about it.
Yep. And it's almost we're at the threshold of something very spiritual, very great. And I just hope and pray that people grab hold of it and begin to either cry out and say, Lord, I want to empower me with your power of your Holy Spirit. And I truly believe, I can't wait until Sunday because I truly believe that God is saying, I'm going to pour out my spirit where he will help you if you cry out. He will help you and be empowered.
Yes.
And fight what you can't.
Yes.
Fight what you can't fight, because people have been trying to fight this thing for a long
time.
With
no weapons.
And they can't fight it.
They have no weapons. That's why the messages here will give you the weapons you need to fight. The messages here will change your life. This message is here, the answers to your problems, right here. We've given foundational truths that will teach you how to fight the battle and win and keep your peace, keep your joy, keep your righteousness, and take fear, worry, and anxiety out.
Yep.
That's what we do here.
I personally believe the ones that have those stone hearts, okay, before they're given over to the debased mind, the stone hearts, I truly believe that these people really don't want to be the way they are. I really don't. I think they're consumed and trapped, and they have no power to come out of it. And then this is why I'm excited about Sunday, because I think Sunday there's going to be an outpouring. I really truly believe if our listeners are listening to a tape or whatever, and if they open their hearts up, I believe God's going to release a power of the Holy Spirit into their life to help break the stronghold and take out that stony heart. That's why you read that verse, and put a heart of flesh in them. I really truly believe, because God's desires that no one suffers, perishes, or be destroyed. So I think it's like a last chance, a last call. Like God's mercy is being poured out and saying, I'm going to give you one last chance. Yep. And if you call upon my name, you shall be saved.
You see, God is the great shepherd, right?
Yeah.
He says, my sheep will hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that conviction. That's that still small voice that's deep inside of them that they're feeling differently than what the world feels. Okay? And he says, I am going to separate the sheep from the goats. And that's what's happening right now.
Right now.
He's separating the sheep that are hearing his voice, that are feeling that conviction, that are feeling different than the way the world is, from the goats. And the goats are the ones that have that stiff neck, they're stubborn, they're
stone heart. And they could be in the church or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Everywhere.
They're everywhere. Because, everywhere. You know, but Lord, we did all these things in your name.
Like Sam was saying earlier with the teachings in
here.
You're
right on, Tim.
And the one verse that keeps coming up is when Jesus kept saying, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And this is what I believe God's teaching us, how to live not in this world, but in a spiritual world. And like Tim was saying, just hit off of him, with the people are sick and tired and they don't know where to turn.
That's right.
This is the only place you can turn. God is the only one you can turn to. It's not move into a different state. It's all over the place. This corruption and nastiness and darkness is all over the world. It's not just in the United States. It's in every country.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And you can't hide from it. You can't go into a cave.
God's love the world.
Yeah. Amen. Yep. But this is for your salvation. and it's for your peace and your joy. And this is what we're talking about. And God's taken us through this loophole for the last close to 20 years where we're living our lives in peace and in joy. Yeah, we have troubles and things do come up, but the first thing we look at is God. And it's nothing, this is where God brought us. And this is where God wants to bring everyone.
Yeah, and not only does he want us to bring everyone into it, but the people that are called. Right. And we have the kingdom of God and we're living in the world. But I think at this point, Kurt, Pastor Kurt, is that there's a split coming.
Yes. Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I do. But what I'm saying is this is, like you're saying, the last call out.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling that and you're hearing, if you're listening to this, Mike, I know you're hungry and God's calling you.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And I agree 100%. This is it. Yeah. Look at it out there. It's not getting better, it's getting worse.
There is a supernatural, realistic split.
Yes.
Yep.
Coming.
Yes.
It's no longer someone who has the kingdom of God living in the world amongst those. I don't think we're going to be living amongst those anymore.
In the past, how many times he split the people up? How many times in the past was the beginning of destruction? He split the people.
Yeah, there's
times.
Every time.
He split the people.
He split the people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right. Yeah, it's already here. It's already here. Like he's saying, the split's already there.
Yeah, but I mean,
you're talking about.
He means that sword is going to cut it off.
I mean, a true manifestation.
You're talking about separating.
Physically separating them, so that you're over here, and these people are over here. You're not even affiliating with each other.
We haven't even experienced this that is coming in the natural. We haven't even touched it. Yeah, yeah.
We have experienced it to a point,
but this is even beyond. This is even beyond comprehension.
He's readying us.
We're at an hour.
Oh, all right. Well, we got to end it. Thank you for tuning in. We got to go. Amen. All right. Yeah. Yeah.